The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're sort of feeling haunted by Manny at this moment, so we're a little bit behind on email. So can we do an email here so I don't get in trouble, Jacob?
Haunted by Manny. Maybe that should be a new segment.
Haunted by Manny. He looked calm, but he could pop up in the weirdest places and shut off your mic.
All right.
Don't tell him I said that.
I won't.
Nah.
All right. So we have an email here from somebody who would like to stay anonymous.
That's fine.
And they said, Dr. Joy, I need your help. I just responded to your Facebook question regarding fears and why. Here's my response. Driving over tall bridges, especially ones with bodies of water under. Ironically, I live in Florida where there are quite a few of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why, really. I just feel like I'm going to lose control of my vehicle and go over. It's gotten so bad that I will drive 30 minutes further one way just to avoid driving on them. I know I have to face this fear and overcome it one day. The only thing that has helped me on occasions is square breathing and talking myself through it. Telling myself that the chances are really low that I'll crash and go over, etc. When I was 8 years old, my family and I almost went over a bridge. My father was driving drunk and we almost crashed. My father must have fallen asleep and we were heading over the bridge when my mom grabbed the steering wheel and swerved in the opposite direction. Me and my siblings were not wearing seat belts and we flew everywhere, landing on top of each other. Nobody got hurt, but it's still a very painful and vivid memory. Could this be the reason behind my fear and anxiety of driving over tall bridges? I would love to overcome this. Please advise me on what I can do. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, you gave me a lot to work with there. Thank you. All right. Number one, let's talk about the general issue, and then we'll talk about yours specifically. There was an experiment done in Germany in the late 20s. And what they did was they took a baby and they made a bridge between two pedestals, and they covered it with plexiglass. The baby would not, it was a very wide bridge. The baby would not go over it. Wouldn't do it. They covered it with, I don't know, contact paper or something. I assume they had contact paper. I don't know. They covered it. Baby happily went trundling across the bridge. So that whole issue about crossing over something, crossing heights where we feel that there's a void underneath it, is atavistic. It's part of our DNA. It's part of what kept us alive when we were a lot less sophisticated than we are today. So that fear of falling, of going out into the void, is built into all of us. It's built into most mammals, let alone us. All right, so it's part of our very old brain. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our history. It's part of our genetics, okay? So not unusual. You had an additional trigger in that the fear that is atavistic, obviously, it having that meant you were much less likely to run off to do the roadrunner thing off the edge of a cliff. That you had an inherent fear of going out into the void. The roadrunner is the only one who can do that. And your fear was actually nailed down by the experience that you had when you were 8. My guess is that it was also tied to a number of issues, not only that event, but the idea of your parents probably not getting along very well if your dad had a drinking problem. I don't know where you were going where dad was falling asleep and drinking. Not having seatbelts, I don't know how old you are, but I don't know if that's because seatbelts hadn't really been invented yet or your family just didn't have them. I don't know what the circumstances were. But there's nothing So it sounds like there was not only a context, not only at that particular moment when you were in true jeopardy, but there was, we talked yesterday a lot about critical mass, about the idea that you get to a certain tipping point and it becomes inevitable. And my guess is that if your family had been a stable, happy household when there'd been no drinking, and if your father had, let's say, had a flat tire, blown a tire, and swerved, that it would have been scary, but not nearly as traumatic, and I think that's really the word that's appropriate here, as this particular situation. My guess is that from, especially an 8-year-old's point of view, that this was just more of the same, that your household was unstable, was unsafe, that with a parent who has a drinking problem, you never know what you're going to face. My guess is that your parents, because of the drinking, didn't have a very easy relationship. There are a bunch of kids. So if I were going to encourage you to go into therapy, which is not a bad idea, rather, you can certainly start with those two issues, with the fear of going over bridges and also the particular event when you were 8. But then I would widen the perspective out to look at your situation with your parents. Are they both alive? Are they not? What was their relationship? What's your relationship with men? Are you a high anxiety person? Are you fearful about lots of things? So broaden the perspective out a little bit. I will also tell you a story that may or may not resonate with you, because I really don't know anything more than what you told me. When I very first started as a therapist, I had a client who described a very similar problem. She couldn't drive. She couldn't drive over bridges, and then she couldn't drive on the highway, and then she just couldn't drive at all. And she had a couple of kids, and through therapy, what we realized was that she was in a really unhappy marriage, and unconsciously, she had made the association, if she ever got that car, she'd just keep going. That, I mean, think about what a car is. It's an automobile, right? It's self-propulsion. And her sense was that she was unhappy enough in that marriage that if she was tempted to go and never come back, she would, and she had kids. So there was this awful tension. And once she sort of began describing that, pardon me, we could start working on the marriage, and strangely enough, she could start driving a car. Because not being able to drive the car was her unconscious way of guarding against leaving the marriage and abandoning her children. And once we could put those two issues, we could yoke those two issues, then she could decide that driving the car still meant that she could stay in the marriage or leave the marriage, or she could work on the marriage and never leave her kids. So you may want to also look, I mean, yours seems to me a little more reality-based than hers. That she couldn't figure out why this was happening. And, of course, then her husband had to take her everywhere, so it was a passive-aggressive act. This one sounds to me a little bit more grounded with both that atavistic fear, a particular event when you were 8, and the overall situation in your family. What I would also suggest you do in therapy, other than sort of expanding out, you've already figured out two really good ways of dealing with that, which is reminding yourself that you're not at risk, square breathing. You may also want to have a friend in the car with you. That for a lot of people, that taking on the highway or going across a bridge, with having somebody in the car who can, so you don't feel that you're quite so alone, that you feel if something happened that they could either talk you through it, or they could, as your mother did, grab the wheel. So you may want to look at that as well. A parallel course of both looking at the cause, the trigger, well, we know the trigger, we think we know the trigger, but the effects of that event, how looking at it more specifically and broadening out the perspective to look at your family may ease some of the tension on it. But also, the combination of square breathing, going with a friend, maybe take short trips where you're just going to go, for example, and get an ice cream cone, something that is positive, where you could just cross a bridge, maybe a short bridge or a very low bridge, and then come right back, or maybe try walking across it or bicycling across it. So experiment a little bit with it, but I don't think therapy is a bad idea, and looking at your family situation at that time of the traumatic event may actually give you some relief. Okay? 855, and you can also call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com, or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jackie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm having a little bit of an issue here. It's kind of a big issue. I'm supposed to be getting married next month. my second marriage. I have two children, almost 18 and almost 16, and my fiance's daughter lives with him. He's got two other children that don't live with him, but she's 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recently, we recently found out that his daughter and my daughter have been smoking marijuana, and doing some lying and behind our backs, and I'm really upset because, and I don't want to just pin it on my future stepdaughter, but, you know, my daughter may have tried it another time without her being in the picture, but she's
yeah.
the one who was doing it first, and now.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to me that the issue is laying blame that these kids are the same age. And,
yeah.
and both of them, there are other kids in their classes who have been smoking
yeah.
and snorting. And the fact is that they're responsible for their own behavior, not...
True, so I agree with that.
Yeah, instead of deciding to point your finger at somebody seems to me kind of a waste of time.
I agree, but I guess my only problem is I'm just worried about going through with this now.
What does the kid's behavior have to do with the marriage?
Okay.
If you have cold feet about the marriage, let's look at that, because that's cold feet about him. If you have cold feet about helping to raise someone else's child, we can talk about that.
That's probably my
issue. But it seems to me that you're really muddling things up by suggesting, well, you know, the kids are the same age, and one of them was using, and the other one taught her to use it, and that's kind of naive, to say the least. I mean, both
okay.
of them, yeah, I mean, they're both equally responsible, and even if one procured and the other went along, I mean, if it was your next-door neighbor's kid or your kid who procured, and your next-door neighbor came over and said, your child's a bad influence, you'd say, they're 16, not 3. What's the deal here? So what's the question to me?
I guess the reason, I'm just scared because this is my second marriage, and I want to make sure I'm making the right decision. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing for all the kids involved.
Well, but that's a different issue. That you look at the marriage, you're not marrying the kids. You will
okay.
certainly be involved in their rearing, although as a stepmom, as I'm sure you understand, you have limited possibilities. You're the good friend and the good hostess. You're not the mother,
okay.
as is your groom to be the good friend and the good host to your daughter and to your two children. But the deal is that you're marrying him.
Okay.
How long have you known him?
Almost 2 years.
Are you guys living together?
No.
Good.
But he's here on the weekends, you know, with the kids. We're trying to sell my place. And
how long
he's a wonderful man.
How long has he been divorced?
8 years.
And how long have you been divorced?
8 years.
Okay. It seems to me one of the possibilities is if the two of you are, after you get married, talking about living, well, if you're not sure, what I would do is both of you find homes nearer to one another and see each other more than on the weekend and see what happens. I think you can't live together with kids still living there, but you could certainly spend more time with one another and see what happens. If the two of you are convinced enough, and it doesn't sound to me that you're completely convinced, but if you're sure this is a man for you, then go ahead and get married. Start some family counseling right off the bat and understand the restrictions about step-parenting, and you're off and running. But they're separate issues. Certainly, children from the first marriage can be very disruptive in a second marriage. But the two of you can deal with that.
Okay.
And they're only presumably going to be around for a limited amount of time. They're both 16. If you're having cold feet about him, or you feel like you don't know him well enough, it's a lot easier to call off a wedding than it is a marriage. So if you're not certain, then decide, you know, let's wait a little bit longer and let's live closer to one another and see what happens.
Well, my issue, too, is I don't know what to do with these kids. How do we deal with these kids?
Well, I think the two of you sit down and have a conference about what the rules should be and what the restrictions should be and what the penalty should be. And he enforces them on his kid and you enforce them on yours. I mean, you can certainly agree together that this is the house policy. You enforce it on your kid, he enforces
okay.
it on his.
Okay. Okay.
Jackie, it sounds to me that you need to sit down with somebody. The two of you need to sit down with somebody and understand what's going on here. Because my guess is that this is masking some other issues. Do I think it's a news flash for 16-year-olds to be experimenting with drugs? Not at all. Do I think it's a great idea? Not at all. But again, I mean, this is not, these are not 5-year-olds. These are 16-year-olds, and they're certainly not the only ones in their class. And the likelihood that they're influencing each other, I mean, part of it may be that they're both feeling like manipulative little brats and saying, you know, mom and dad aren't paying enough attention to us because they're paying so much attention to each other. We want them to pay attention, and so we know a way to make them pay attention to us.
Okay.
But again, I think that you need to divide things up into categories. Don't try and glop it all together. If you're not sure about him, don't marry him. If you're not sure about how to parent the kids, the two of you need to go and find a couples counselor and sit down and talk about blended families and what do we do if our kids are using drugs.
Okay.
And understand that both of you have both parental responsibilities, which are direct, and step-parental parental responsibilities, which are indirect.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, I will try that.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, when in doubt, glumping problems together just means you've got a large, indigestible, overwhelming, yucky kind of situation. Yucky is a very technical word that you learn only if you go to graduate school. So if you can deconstruct, then you can solve problems in a manageable way. Being a parent and being a spouse are not the same job. Obviously, one person can do both, but they're not the same, and they have different responsibilities, different impacts. Look, you're going to be a parent to your kid their whole life, regardless of whether they want you to be or not, whether they think they need a parent or not. That's a lifelong responsibility. Being a spouse, it's not. And it's a completely, presumably you're dealing with another adult. Now, obviously, if you become a spouse to somebody who has children, then you get to take on the role of step-parenting. But step-parenting is different, first of all, than biological parenting, and it's different than being a spouse. And you have different options. As you know, my basic rule of thumb is the only person who can imbue you with really being a parent is the kid, even if you're biological. And if you have more than one kid, you know that some of your kids will call you by your first name. Some will call you mommy or daddy until they're 104 years old. And with a step-parent, the kid gets to choose how close they want to be in that relationship. You can offer, but they're the ones who get the veto power because it's not your biological child. The role of a parent is presumably to be a mentor. The role of a step-parent is to be a good friend and a good influence, I think, a good host or hostess. You don't have to take over the role of parent. Now, sometimes, and again, if you're talking about a 3-month-old child, we're talking about a significantly different event than a 13-year-old child. But you guys are not stupid, and I assume that you can understand the difference. But separate things out rather than mush them together. You mush them together, you're not going to know where to start. You separate them out, they become manageable. Or you can call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm not sure that the movies justify the fanfare this week. There are a bunch of them. They're basically little movies. I'll start in no particular order. I guess I'll do it in reverse alphabetical order. Vita Activa, The Spirit of Hannah Arendt, is a documentary about Hannah Arendt, who was a very interesting woman. who is well before her time, talking about the world and fascism. And I mean, I was sort of interested about it. I'd never actually heard of her, but it's sort of an interesting part of history. And a woman, she sort of reminds me vaguely of Golda Meir for reasons I'm not terribly clear about, except that I guess she smoked, she wasn't particularly attractive, and she's really smart and really took on the male establishment. An interesting look at history. One More Time is, I guess, a look at history. It stars Christopher Walken as kind of a Frank Sinatra-esque kind of guy, and Amber Heard as his rebellious daughter who also wants to be a musician and are estranged from one another, and how they sort of try and come back together, and how difficult, I suppose, it is to deal with a larger-than-life, very successful parent. I like the performances, and you forget that Christopher Walken was a song and dance guy well before he played weird things. And I mean, he's a perfectly nice guy. I sat next to him at the theater once, but he's actually... The fact that he actually became a movie star is really interesting because he is a very unusual-looking man. One More Time, you get to see the kind of gentler side of him, and it's kind of fun to watch. It's not a great movie, but it's okay. Mr. Right is a movie that I kind of like better than I should, because it's one of those movies that does one of my least favorite things, which is it combines humor and violence. It stars Anna Kendrick, who is a very neurotic woman, and when she gets unhappy, she goes in the closet and screams and yells. And Sam Rockwell is a professional assassin, but instead of just killing people, he takes out contracts on people who arrange contracts. Get it? I mean, I suppose he's killing the killers, and that's supposed to be okay. It sort of reminds you of Gross Point Blank with John Cusack. And I like Sam Rockwell a lot. Anna Kendrick, I think, is having you have the sense that both of them are having a good time here, and there is some kind of chemistry between the two of them. I mean, again, the idea of combining humor, violence, and romance. Not so much. The most fun thing, I really thought, was some of the opening credits and Sam Rockwell dancing. It turns out he wasn't and isn't a professional dancer, but he was a boxer. And he's really fun to watch. There is a scene which is a violent scene again, where the two guys seem to almost be doing a tango. And you remember that the tango, before it was a dance that was taught to baby boomers, was really a war dance between men. So there's some really interesting things in it, in this movie. It just, again, it combines things that I'm not crazy about combining. But, I thought Sam Rockwell was incredibly charming in it. Anna Kendrick is not one of my favorite actresses, although she's really lightened up a lot from her original Up in the Air. And she did the Pitch Perfect movie, so what can I tell you? He's changed a bit. All right, so we've got Louder Than Bombs this is kind of an interesting story where we've got Isabelle Huppert plays a war photographer. She's such an interesting actress. Or actor, I guess, because she seems to never have had plastic surgery. She is willing to age. She's willing to be an unlikable character, and she's always fun to watch. Basically, she leaves behind sons and a husband who are trying to figure out what's really going on here. David Strathairn has a role. I'm not going to tell you much about him, but you're not going to be terribly surprised about the role that he plays. Gabriel Byrne plays her husband. And Jesse Eisenberg, as well as Joaquin Trier is actually the director. Jesse Eisenberg plays one of her sons. And the idea is, how could you go off and take those kind of risks and leave me behind? So it's really a statement. You know, I've heard the same statement, believe it or not, or perhaps interestingly enough, from kids whose parents died, mother or father died in World Trade Center. And they don't view it as heroic. They view it as, how could you opt to save strangers over getting out and coming back to me? So that whole issue of heroism is very dependent on the perspective of the person that's left behind. Speaking of left behind, Demolition stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Naomi Watts, and Chris Cooper. with Judah Lewis being a kid actor that's got a huge amount of promise. The idea is that we see Jake driving down in a car with his wife, and she's killed. He works for his father-in-law, who is Chris Cooper. Chris Cooper is terrific in this. And Jake basically just falls apart and decides that he probably didn't really even love his wife and he can't really mourn. And he goes and uses a vending machine in the hospital while he's waiting to see if his wife is going to recover. And it takes his money so he doesn't get his M&M peanuts. So he writes a letter to the vending machine company, and the person who responds is Naomi Watts. And they somehow get involved with one another. So it's a bit far-fetched, but it's an interesting look at mourning and the time that takes people and the different people mourn in different ways. And so for that, it's interesting. And Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, is one of those actors who can kind of transform himself into whatever part he needs to. He did Southpaw, where he was a boxer and sort of bulked all up. And this one, he plays kind of a Wall Street yuppie with no feelings. I mean, he's really one of those actors who you don't forget that it's Jake Gyllenhaal, but he does seem to be able to, if not lose himself, at least put on the role of another part. Hardcore Henry, to be quite honest, I decided that I really didn't need to be inside a video game. It's one of those movies that, if you want to go see it, I just decided I'd had, you know, I think I was actually influenced by the email yesterday from someone who said, you know, what kind of feel-good movies are there? And I thought, this is not going to be a feel-good movie. It's you being inside a video game. I know it's going to be violent and noisy, and I just don't want to do it. So I apologize. You're on your own about that. I just decided I wasn't willing to do it, even for y'all. I'd seen enough violent, dumb movies in the last couple of weeks, so you're on your own about that one. The Boss. I wish I'd made the same decision about The Boss. I think Melissa McCarthy is an incredibly gifted comedian. I thought she was terrific in Spy. I think, to a certain extent, she's this generation's Lucille Ball. She looks good in this one, although she has turtlenecks that come up to her chin, which gets really distracting after a while. And part of the problem may be the material here, that it's directed. I think she and her husband actually wrote it as well, but it's directed by her boss, and she plays a kind of Trump-like figure. She has seminars and teaches people how to make lots of money, and she's sent to prison for some insider trading. She is. I thought the opening scene was really embarrassing. They have her doing some rap with dancers, and I mean, I thought her coming down out of the sky with a fake phoenix and fireworks was kind of interesting. But the movie really, she's not very likable. Kristen Bell plays her assistant. And once she gets out of prison, she keeps saying, well, but everybody liked Martha Stewart. And they said, well, but nobody likes you. And so she ends up staying with Kristen Bell and her daughter. But not being a very nice person. And we find that the reason she doesn't, which they're going to tell you in the first couple minutes, is she keeps being returned to the orphanage every 5 years. It's not funny. Again, I think Melissa McCarthy is great, but not in this movie. Peter Dinklage plays her ex-boyfriend and now her sworn enemy. Kristen Schaal, I mean, they end up sort of trashing what's supposed to be Girl Scouts. Kathy Bates is in it. This is a waste of time movie. And, you know, with that kind of cast, you'd think that somebody could do something good. And I gave it no stars just because I think it's a waste of time. And I was really looking forward to it. I thought that that she, again, is talented. I think she's funny. And this is not the movie. You're much better off renting Spy. And it may make some money because she's a popular actor. And she's usually fun to watch. But not in this one. I just thought it was mean-spirited. It was misogynistic. It was unpleasant. There's just really nothing to recommend it. It's violent. So no stars on that one. This one, Ren Spy, you'll get a kick out of it. She's terrific in that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
David, that sounds exactly like you. What a coincidence.
Yeah, that's
right.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Wonder why.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
All right, so I have two questions for you because they're very related.
Okay.
So Mary wanted Addiction 101 for the non-afflicted.
Okay.
And Habitual wondered, I wonder how to break your addiction to a person. And I think, I don't know if she means addicted to a person or to let a person know that you have an addiction. I'm not entirely
I would
certain,
guess that she means addicted to a person.
Right.
Okay. Well, they're not actually, I'll tell you why they're not particularly related. I think one is a misuse of the term.
Okay.
Addiction by is a medical term, a chemical term, that means that you have to, that you have a chemical dependence, and in order to get the same level of response, you have to take more and more. And that's the problem about addiction, is that there's a dependence on it, and you have to increase the dosage. So, and obviously it can be very dangerous when you're talking about alcohol or cocaine or morphine or all the other painkillers, whatever. So, and the usual way of doing it, actually, it was very interesting because I've always believed as a therapist that, you know, that cold turkey was really not the way to go, even though that was given, especially in the 40s and the 50s, that was supposed to be the way you do. The monkey on your back, you go cold turkey. And the idea being that detox was this terrible situation. And what people have said is that detox is like having a bad cold, that you get the headaches and you get the upset stomachs and the sweats. But I would argue that it depends what the substance is. So when in doubt, first of all, you don't put yourself on prescription medication. You don't take yourself off prescription medication, because at this moment in our history, prescription medications are actually more misused and abused than street drugs. And obviously there's some overlap there as well. So don't put yourself on prescription medication. Don't take yourself off. You need to do that under a doctor's care. And basically, there have also been situations under a doctor's care where we've taken family members. When I had a TV show, we would get a nurse or a doctor to go with somebody to a motel where they had life sort of, they had oxygen and all sorts of things, and under supervision, just get them off the drug when detox was not available, because that's basically what detox is. The problem is not getting people physically off the drug. The problem is getting people emotionally off the drug, because people take drugs because they work. And so unless you change the situation, the context, there have been people who are shooting up in methane clinics, parking lots, methadone being, you know, probably almost as addictive as heroin. But that's another story. The point being that and why detox sometimes is a 6-month as opposed to 6-day procedure is that you need to have people rethink their choices and their lives and reorder their priorities, because otherwise you can take them off the drug. And you know people, and I know people who've gone through detox numerous times. So it's not so much getting the chemical out of your system, it's getting the need, the psychological need as opposed to the physiological need, out of your head, so you can cope with the fact that there are going to be disappointments in life, and there's literally going to be pain as well as pleasure and everything else. So that addiction is a very specific term that's now been misused and expanded to the point where it really doesn't have much meaning. So the idea is, can you be addicted to a person? Not really. I mean, what you can do, though, psychologically, chemically, you probably can't be addicted to another person. But psychologically, you can believe that you can't live without them. And that's in some ways almost as big a problem as believing you can't live without heroin or alcohol or tobacco or caffeine or marijuana or sugar, I suppose, or chocolate. So the idea is sort of, the idea is really detox. If, say, all right, what do I like about this person? What do I not like about this person? Why is it that I think I can't function on my own? And in the same way I was talking earlier about somebody who was phobic about bridges, of maybe walking across a bridge or taking a bicycle across a bridge or just driving across a bridge and then coming right back with a friend in the car with you, that you can do that same thing in a relationship. You can say, all right, what would happen if I didn't call that person for the next 24 hours? And understand the consequences of going into a situation where you know if nothing's changed, nothing's going to change, and playing around a little bit with the parameters. But can you be physically addicted to another person? I would argue not. Can you be psychologically addicted? You can be psychologically addicted to to anything, once you believe that you can't live without it, it's the only thing that will make you happy, that's, and you can see why the term addiction has been expanded to a point of idiocy and misuse, if you believe that you can't live without this drug. And in fact, there are drugs that if you stop taking them, they probably wouldn't kill you, although there's some that can, but they would make you very sick. With human beings, they may make you very sad. You may be lonely for a while, but you're very likely not going to die without that person in your life. So the point is, if it's a chemical substance that you get yourself into a detox so you can get the chemical out of your system and then take the time to figure out how to reorder your life so that the need for that oblivion, doesn't go away. If you feel that you're addicted, whatever that might mean, to a person, then you need to do detox on yourself and decide what would happen if I wasn't around that person for 24 hours or for a week, or I waited 10 days to call them. And then look at why you feel that you can't get along without them. Because the reality is that your lungs expirate separately, your hearts beat separately, you are separate people. And the idea that you can't live without another person is not accurate. It's a misperception, in the same way that you feel that you can't live without that drug is a misperception, although it has many more biological consequences than the belief that you're addicted to another person. Unfortunately, they can feel the same, but that's why we have that big fancy cortex, or me, to kind of help you say, no, try this. It's not going to kill you. It may be uncomfortable, may be unhappy. Let's see what you can do. What could be your sociological methadone? What can we do? Can do volunteer activity? Can you do prayer? Can you call your friend? Can you do some exercise? Can you find a therapist? So ways of lessening your dependence on something so that you can reassert your own independence and your own sovereignty. Because bottom line, that's how we have to live our lives. And it's not that we can't profit by being involved with other people, because to a very large extent we are social creatures and we can. That's different than saying that we cannot function, we cannot live without them. That babies perhaps cannot for a very short period of time, that somebody needs to feed that baby, somebody needs to hold that baby. But once you're an adult, certainly having someone buy you food or give you a hug feels much better than not. That's not the same as the need. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.